You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello and welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm Luke.
I'm Andy.
I'm Erin.
And today we are going to be chatting through our tips on how to make the most of your transition year. Transition year kind of gets a bad rep a lot of the time. People kind of call it a dossier, or some people come out of it and feel like it was a waste. It's definitely not something that I would agree with. And I think both Andy and Erin and myself have all done TY, I hope at least. Otherwise the content could be sparse. Okay.
It's not that exciting.
So I suppose you'll be able to talk. You'll be able to talk, Andy, as well about kind of what you would have done differently had it not been a global pandemic. I luckily am prehistoric, so I did it before COVID. So thank God. So we're going to just chat through our own experiences of TY and kind of things that we did ourselves, or like kind of valued in TY to kind of make the most of it. I would say, would you say, Andy, I know like with what you were given, would you say that you like got the most out of it you could have, or was there things you would change?
Yeah, TY was a great year for me, even though it was only till March. It was still like most of TY. I think TY, you definitely get out what you put in, but it's such a great year. In my school anyway, there were so many opportunities and so many things you could do. Now I think it's something you can't just let pass you by or DOS. Like, you need to make the most of it for sure.
I think as well, it kind of like one of the things that it allows you to do, like at the end of the day, you're leaving junior cert, you're what age, like 15, 16? Now you're about to face into, you know, the 2 years of the leaving cert course, and then you're in college. Like, they're between it being a junior cycle student where like, you know, it's just actually crazy how quick it comes. So like, you're a junior cycle student, and then suddenly you've got 1 year in between you and the super like daunting exams of the leaving. So I really feel like it kind of does slow down the pace a little bit and kind of give you that little bit of an opportunity to have a bit more personal growth and improve your confidence and stuff. I don't know, a lot of people in my year, and myself included, found like they kind of came out of their shells a lot more when they were in TY. It kind of gave them that kind of platform to do that. Did you find that, Erin, yourself, or kind of was it like, had you come out of your shell before then, or did it take a little bit longer?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was always quite shy, like when I was younger in school. But I think definitely TY, like the opportunities that you're given in that year are so good for developing your confidence and things like that. Now, like, I know for me, like, we couldn't do a musical because we were still coming out of COVID, but I know like a lot of students will do things like that, or things like even like doing like work experience and things like that, like putting yourself out there, like that improves so many different skills. Yeah, I do definitely think like it's a year that you can grow so much as a person. And I think it's a great idea to just make the most of that and jump at every opportunity you can.
Yeah, I found for myself anyway, the reason I love TY so much was because like every week we'd have a different activity in my school. My school was great for TY. And you kind of just I just found myself embarrassing myself week after week in front of the same group of people in a good way. Like, we went horse riding, I was awful at it. We went surfing, I was also awful at that. Like, I you know what I mean? And I kind of feel like it's much easier to come out of your shell and be more confident when like kind of everyone's just having a laugh and it's not like a big serious thing. And, you know, people often talk about like school is, so a lot of people find school very fun. But then it kind of gets bogged down in the academic side of things, and it kind of takes the good away from it. Because at the end of the day, like, okay, school, yeah, stressful, but it's also like a big building where like all of your friends will be from 9 in the morning until 4 p.m. You know, so like there is that element of it. But often, you know, when you have to go to class and stuff, like, and you only get like lunch break, that's taken away from it. Whereas TY is kind of an opportunity to, I suppose, like lean a bit more into the fun side of it. Now, obviously, you are expectations, and you know, there's usually like a curriculum depending on the school, like you'll have a different curriculum, like there is work to be done, but you're definitely able to lean more into that kind of fun side. We did do some work in TY that was kind of preparing us a little bit for fifth year, particularly in maths. But I kind of found TY was like every class, no matter how intense it was like what in third year would have been like a chiller class, or like a class where the teacher, you know, coming towards the end of the start of a midterm, you know, like when the class would be a little bit more relaxed and the teacher would kind of let you like lead the class yourselves, or like do what you want to do, or play games like Kahoot. We played so much Kahoot in TY, but like it was so much fun, and you know, and we still weren't idle. Did you find that, like, especially coming from third year, the kind of switch up and like the kind of the difference between what was expected of you in third year versus in TY, like, Erin, for yourself, because it's most recent for you.
Yeah.
did you kind of feel like it was like you could take a bit of a chill pill?
Definitely. But it was also kind of a weird time period because like when I was in third year, it was like the second lockdown. So we didn't have a junior cert. So we like there was like 4 months that we were online and then we came back and we did like, I don't know, a couple of exams and then they were like our predicted grades. So it wasn't like this big stress either. Like it was just kind of like weird. But then it was nice. Like we were back in school for all of TY and like, yeah, it was very chill. Like there was like next to nothing going on, which was nice to just, I don't know, like to be in school, like you said, like with people that you're friends with and everything and like getting to do things, but not, also not having that stress. And like, it was the first year that we were like back in school the full time. Like we were still quite restricted, but like it was really nice to have that break. And I think it's so nice to have before you go into like fifth year, because like you said, it does go by so fast. And I think, yeah, it's definitely a necessary little kind of segue before the craziness starts.
Yeah. Like, what did you do academically? I know, like, we got to try out a good bit of, we like, I ended up doing technical, like, TG for a while. And I think I did metalwork as well, or, like, engineering. And they teach us, like, the very basics of the Leaving Cert course, or, like, an advanced version of the Junior Cycle course, probably more so. So I did get to try it out. I think it was that the practical subjects were split into, like, six-week windows. So we were doing, like, TG for 6 weeks and then we did metalwork and then we did construction. Was it kind of similar in your schools, or is that a very my school thing? I don't know.
Yeah, we had like tasters, like they'd be like blocks for, I don't know, like a month or two, and then we'd switch. So we do like, I don't know, five or six subjects at a time, and then it'd change. So like we got to try out everything, and like my school had quite a good range of subjects, which was nice, because like I think the one thing, if you don't do TY, it can be hard to figure out what subjects would suit you best going into Leaving Cert, because a lot of the time the content is very different from what you might have done in Junior Cert. And I think it's nice to get to try all of them out. Like there's certain subjects like I probably wouldn't have done if not for the tasters. Like I wasn't even thinking of doing politics before TY, and then I did it because I enjoyed the taster. So I think it was really nice to like get to go around and try everything. And like, yeah, like even the subjects that I'd never have chosen myself, it was still cool to see what those are like. Yeah, that was kind of how ours worked. We just rotated around.
Yeah, mine was pretty similar. A lot of just like getting to try out different things, and like there was loads of random stuff as well. Like lots of it was, we did like life skills and stuff as well, like not stuff that you would do in school, but like we learned how to change a tire and how to change a bulb in a car. It's like, what am I doing? It was actually very handy. It actually broke down in a car like a few weeks ago, and I was like, hey, I did this in TY. couldn't remember actually half of it, but then it came back to me after a while. But and then like, yeah, we did like music for a few weeks and drama, like stuff you can't actually do, although I think drama's coming to Leaving Cert or something like that.
Yeah,
soon.
It is, yeah.
But yeah, and then like even in like the main subjects, we did like in Irish, our teacher every year with the TYs makes a film. So like we did Back to the Future in Irish, and like that was every single Irish class going around the school and like filming it. So like that was a really fun way to use Irish and kind of get out of the like monotonous way of it being taught and enjoy it and see like the, get a love for the language and stuff. And then maths, you're kind of introduced to things, and English is taught in such a different way as well that you can almost kind of get, like I got a real interest and love for English as well, obviously getting into drama and stuff. So I think even though those things, maybe the things you do in Irish, maths and English don't quite relate to what you're going to do in Leaving Cert, you can find like a real love for aspects of those subjects anyway, or just like, I don't know, they're taught in a different way. So it's, I think it's important to like clue in.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's kind of like you were saying, you know, Irish, a lot of people find it quite monotonous in the way it's taught and the curriculum, or how the curriculum is set up. But like TY kind of is an opportunity for like a more, I found that the classes I was doing, or like the topics we were covering them in a much more engaging way that maybe wouldn't be suitable in Leaving Cert, because, you know, you have a curriculum to get through and you have to do it. Whereas like, you know, like that in Irish, we had Irish pen pals in a different school and we'd write to them in Irish, and like, you know, that was gas. Totally. Obviously, we were all, you know, or like in English as well, we studied like songs, like instead of studying like a poem, we would study like a song or a movie, like a good movie that people were talking about, you know, or we could ask, let's watch this movie and like then discuss, you know, there's a lot more creative, it's a lot more creative. It's a way more fun way of learning, because there is that wiggle room, you know. It's like, while you might get one of those classes every month, you know, an English class where, oh, we'll switch it up and do it this way, the group work, but we can't do it all the time because we have a curriculum to cover. or whatever, that doesn't exist in TY. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure the teachers have a horrible time trying to think of classes to do with TY students, because you do kind of have to keep it interesting or else nobody's going to care. But yeah, even like in French, we had like a French food tasting day where we like all brought in French. We were like, that's not the French language, but I remember that more than some of the other classes I did. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really like French at all in junior cert. And then I ended up kind of, getting, I don't know, TY kind of was my turning point for French. And then I ended up taking it for Leaving Cert. It was the same with them. I vaguely considered, like very barely considered doing construction, because I like done way better in woodwork, junior cert woodwork, than I thought I did. So I was like, oh, maybe I should like do construction. And then we did a couple weeks of construction and I like instantly was like, oh, no. Like the junior cert thing must have been a fluke. There's no way I'd be able to do this. So while you were saying, like,
that's, I know, so useful,
you
said,
I know. And like Aaron, you had said it prompted you to do politics, whereas like it had the opposite effect on me. It prompted me not to make a mistake and pick construction, because I just know I wouldn't have been good at it. And it just would have been more of a headache. I know you can change when you're fifth year, but it just would have been far more of a, much more of a headache if I had to change it then.
Mm-hmm. No, I was like, because I was dead set on picking chemistry, because for a while I was like considering skipping TY, and I was like, okay, I'll do chemistry and biology and whatever else. But then we did like two classes of chemistry theory and I was like, no, I'm okay actually.
Yeah, it is nice to get that, and you really just don't get that before fifth year. And like, I think as well, even when you take it back to like, take it way back to like when you're in sixth class and you come into the open day and you're able to see what all the subjects are like, you don't really get that between third and fifth year, you know what I mean? Like you kind of just end up having to stick with subjects you already have a foundation in. So like if you've done business in junior cert, you should probably keep it up for Leaving Cert. Or if you've done, you know, history, well, you have to do history, but you know, if you've done one of these choice subjects that you're kind of good at, you're not going to go and pick up another one. You know, if you didn't choose to do art for junior cert, it's unlikely that you'll take it up for Leaving Cert, unless you have that transition year where maybe you'll get to try out art and give it a proper go, and you know, maybe speak to the teacher and talk about what the curriculum's like. It does kind of give you that buffer year to figure out really what you want to do.
Junior cycle maths can feel like a big jump, but StudyClick's Maths Boost makes it simple. With over 300 video tutorials, confidence building exercises, and expert examiner tips, you'll have everything you need to master algebra, geometry, and more. And for podcast listeners, here's €10 off. Use podcast 10 at checkout. Go to studyclicks.ie and start studying smarter today.
I think you mentioned as well, Andy, just like touching back on like the kind of random things you do, like you were saying you'd learned how to change a tire. I know some schools, they do like the theory test, like they make their students drive. Yeah, I've heard of schools that do that, or like driving lessons even, depending. And like I remember we did like a CPO, we did a first aid class.
Yeah, we do.
So like that's a classic. That's such a TY thing. Like the TYs are in doing CPO, but yeah, I don't know. Just I think people forget about the kind of random little things that are organized. At the end of the day, I don't know, like TY, you pay a sum in most schools. I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but you know, you pay an amount to do TY, and like there's a reason you're paying, like you should be getting something back from that. I know it does differ school to school, and it's not always the case. You know, some schools may have a better TY program objectively than others, but like you will have random things throughout the year, like whether that be a trip somewhere, an event, or somebody coming to school and teaching you how to change a tire. It's something to do for the evening, for the afternoon. You know, it's better than sitting, you know, maybe in maths class for that day. But something I also wanted to touch on was the work experience aspect. I can't remember who brought that up. Did you both have to do work placements? I know maybe again COVID might have gotten in the way, but did you both do work placements?
Mine was kind of weird. I don't know. I kind of wish I, like looking back, that I like sorted something a bit better work experience related. I was in a charity shop for a while. That was grand. And then I like left there. I went somewhere else. Can't remember where I went. And then like for the second half of the year, I was kind of just doing nothing, which looking back now, like I would have loved to use that as an experience to get like, I don't know, like work experience in a cafe or something, or like, I don't know, places like that you like, because if you want to get a job in a cafe now, like you have to have experience prior to that. So like, I definitely think like make the most of the work experience, because looking back, I wish I went somewhere like that and got that experience, because like it's such a good opportunity that like you're not really going to just have like time allocated to doing that outside of if you do TY or if you do like a gap year or something like that. But like definitely in TY while you can, make the most of it, because I wish I did more with it myself.
Yeah.
We had to do, I think we had like three different sets of work experience. You got like 1 week in three different places, and we didn't get to do the third one because of COVID. We got to do the other two. I actually ended up working with my dad, because I feel like everybody kind of works with their parents because it's an easy way out. And that was like landscaping. So that was fun, lifting things and gardening. And then the other one was, I actually was in RTE for a week. So that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
And yeah, because my mom knows the like manager of the RTE concert orchestra or something. So I was in like rehearsals in the concert hall. Yeah, literally.
Nepo baby Andy.
No talent. And then just... I was able to sit down like for a week. So then, and I kind of realized being in that environment and stuff and being with those people, I was like, I kind of really like this. This is really cool.
Mm.
This could be something the same way that I did the TY musical in fourth year. And I was never really into musicals. And I was like, this is really cool. So fourth year was a big year of finding the things that I liked. And it was because of work experience and the musical. And I was just like, I could just see myself doing this. And I would enjoy it. If there's things or little experiences you've had in your life along the way, or little things you've liked or you think you might be interested in, just like send emails to places, try and get in places, like don't be afraid to try and knock down doors. And like what the worst thing to do is say no or not reply, like and you could easily get in somewhere where you could learn so much or learn exactly what you like. So I think it's a really good opportunity actually, and just like send things to everywhere basically, like as in I got into RTE, Nepo baby obviously, but, so it was easier for me. But yeah
I think that's like such a good point. I think I don't know, my work experience in TY was like crazy. We did like every Friday for like 4 weeks, three times or something. It was crazy, but it was like more broken up. And I do wish I did a retail one, I did a primary school, and then I worked with my uncle. Very similar. I think everybody does end up doing something like that. But then I ended up going back to the primary school, a different primary school for my fourth one, because I couldn't like think of anything else. And I kind of do regret that. I wish that I had went into like a hotel or a cafe or something, because like 95% of the people I know that went into a restaurant or a cafe or a hotel ended up getting jobs there, like for that summer. Like, you know, then they had that job sorted for the rest of their secondary school experience. Like, it was a really good opportunity.
Okay.
It's essentially a free a work trial, you know.
Yeah.
And they're more likely to hire you because you've been there a week. And okay, for the most part, I think most people don't get paid doing work experience, which I suppose like is fair enough. It's more about the experience than the money, but obviously it would be nice. But like, you know, you've worked there for a week, you've done essentially a week long for trial, and now they're way more likely to give you a job. So if for nothing else, it's a great way to find a summer job, but it's also, like you said, a great way to try out things. You know, I know people that, like, you know, they thought they might want to do law, so they did it maybe in a solicitor's firm, or like even I kind of was considering doing teaching. So I did go to the primary school. That it didn't put me off, but I just realized that it just wouldn't be for me. And then I just eventually decided it definitely wouldn't be for me. But I don't know. There's two benefits from it. You know, obviously the looking into the future and like career prospects, but then also like very immediate future. Like, do I want to work here in the summer? Will this be a handy way of me getting a job? I think that probably is a good way of looking. At least one of your placements should be something that's like a future career you can see yourself in. Did you have like career guidance when you were in? Like, did you do any career guidance workshops or anything like that? Or like, did you go to Higher Options or anything, or like any of those events?
We had like, there was an equivalent of Higher Options in like kind of more locally, and we went there and it was like basically the same thing, just not as big. Like there was all the college stands and everything, which was cool. There was a few things like that during the year. Like, we had a few colleges as well come to talk to give us talks. Like, I know we had at one point, we had like an external guidance counselor come in, because we didn't have one in our school at the time. But it was just kind of, it was helpful. But I think it helped definitely, like, if you had like an idea yourself. But I think really like things like Higher Options and like events like that are really, really helpful, because like there's so many people you can go and talk to and just kind of get ideas of like what you might like to do in the future and like what sort of path you might want to go down. Like, I don't think it was until like fifth year or sixth year that I even like had a clue that I wanted to study Irish. Like, I didn't. TY was kind of, I suppose, a turning point for me as well, but it was like more so after TY, like that kind of summer. But I think like it definitely changed the direction that I was looking in. Like, I think after TY I was thinking like very much like journalism, media, and that was because of like talking to people at like events like Higher Options and things like that. So like definitely if you go to those, make the most of them and like talk to as many people as you can and just find out loads of information.
Yeah, I think TY was the first time I ever became like sentient of college. Like it was when I started kind of like realizing college was a real thing. That was actually quite soon. Like there's only 2 years between TY and your first year of college. So I think that was kind of mostly to do with my school. We went to a couple open days. We went to Maynooth Open Day, and I think a couple of us went to the NUIG Open Day. And like that, you know, we had some talks from other universities and stuff. I think that like TY is kind of a good time for those universities to come and talk to people and kind of get their cogs turning when it comes to picking a course. Just because you have your subject choices coming up, and some courses have like certain requirements of subjects and points requirements and stuff. But yeah, I think TY is a really good opportunity if you haven't already, if you're listening to this and you're already in TY, to kind of like start like, I mean, I'm like soft launch thinking about your type, what kind of course you'd like to do. It's just a good time because, you know, you can go to those events, you know, a lot of them are on during the week. Like you might have to miss a day of school. It's better to miss the day of school in TY to go to an event about that than in fifth year if you were really, you know, stuck for time. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a good time to kind of start thinking about it. What about you, Andy? Did you give any thought to your future career when you're in TY, or are you just like kind of vibing?
Yeah, I was actually similar to Aaron. I wanted to do journalism and stuff as well. Or that was like, I really liked history. And I was like, I don't really know. I was just like,
I
just want to do something. Yeah, I did classical studies and history in the junior cert. So I was a big nerd.
Wow. Okay.
Still am. But like TY, as I said, like switched it up with RTE and musicals and finding all of that. And just like as you said, Luke, earlier, like getting confidence coming out of your shell. And like I was in a big school with like 100 maybe 50 people or more in like 1 year, and like I might have been only known by like my friend group, or like I kept to like a very small friend group. But I think in TY you also start like you grow as a person, as you say, and your year bonds as well, because like they have that, they've done the junior cert together now, and now you've got this year where you're kind of just doing a lot of chatting, and you end up making friends with new people and stuff, because everybody's kind of just growing up and like going down their own kind of different routes and things, and you end up like making new friends and stuff. So for me, like, yeah, I had a tiny group of friends, and then after that year, because I did the musical, I was meant to do the musical, got cancelled the week before COVID, and like I was the lead in that, and all of a sudden like
okay, like subtle flex, Andy, we yeah, got
I mean look I mean look everybody musical. Knew who I was, and it's like, you know, but like it was like, and I had like a bit of confidence, and I was like, well, this, I didn't think this would happen at all at the start of the year. Yeah. And like, just, I don't know, you can really find yourself or gain like a confidence in fourth year. I think that like, again, if you just like throw yourself into it and do everything, like there's so many clubs and like different things you can do, and like playing loads of sport at the same time, and just like meeting new people and making new friends, because it's very easy to just get stuck in the same group and rhythm. But like people change and stuff. So I think, yeah, throw yourself into it.
I love how COVID prevented you from being the lead in the musical, and you went so far as to like change the trajectory of your career and study musical theatre just to get back at the world. I like that, Andy. Yeah. That's
I had to wait until
really
sixth year. Yeah. I did a film in fifth year because COVID was still happening.
That was clever though.
Yeah.
A film. Full feature length film.
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half. I could send it to you. It's awful.
Yeah, we're gonna post it on the podcast. You can just listen to it, guys.
Like I pre-recorded the vocals, impressive. And then we did lip sync, and I was like, "Oh, no.
Lip sync for your life!" But it's your school musical.
Oh, was it like a film of the musical?
Yeah, that we made. So we did Sister Act again.
Oh,
so it'd be cancelled.
That's fun. Because, that's fun.
Yeah, obvious reasons. But yeah, and it was great.
I think you said it there, but like, expanding your friend group, or like, you know, getting to know people you don't know. For a lot of people, they're kind of like, well, I've already been to school with these people for 3 years, like who could I possibly talk to that I haven't already? But TY, it honestly does offer an opportunity to kind of speak to people that you might not have before, just because, again, you're in like weird situations. You know, a lot of people go on like a TY holiday. I know we went skiing, and like, you know, going on holiday with like anybody, you're all bound to get closer as a group. I feel like he didn't get to go on TY holidays because of COVID, did you?
No, mine was meant to be at the end of the year. Okay. Thanks for bringing that up.
Andy,
did it in
Andy,
year,
I,
kind of.
I feel there's a lot of resentment coming from Andy about
not really.
The whole COVID thing, ruining his TY. Did you get to go away, Aaron?
So our year did go, I didn't, because I was already going to Spain, I think, a few times that year, and we were going to Spain again with TY. So my parents were like, yeah, you're not going again.
Yeah, that's valid. That is valid. And I'm sure you had been to Spain lots, but like still, I think that like, if you can go on your holiday, I think definitely do. It really does bond people closer together. And like, also you'll always have like gas stories from it.
I wouldn't.
But yeah, obviously, you of course you wouldn't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think as well. Oh, did you actually? Sorry, this just popped into my head when you were discussing, when you were talking, Andy. Did either of you do a TY Mini Company? Did you do the like enterprise?
No,
thing?
Actually,
no, we, I like, didn't. But it was in our school.
We had someone come in to talk to us about it, and then it kind of just never really went anywhere.
Yeah, our school. It was like the Olympics. Like
what did you do, Luke? Come on.
When I think back to it, I'm literally like, I shiver because, well, like, first of all, you have to be so careful. So many people did that. Like, you have to be so careful who your business partner is, because like that could rip you apart. Now, luckily, it was one of my very close friends, and we're still friends to this day. But yeah, like, it's so stressful. Like, what? But in a good way. Like, it's funny because you're like stressing. Oh, we have to like make this order, and you're like, I'm literally 16 in TY, and I'm selling. What I was selling was spray painted glass jars that were now Christmas decorations.
So, oh, nice.
And I used to like have to like ask all my friends to like get their mums to not throw out like the lasagna jars that they were using, because I needed jars to spray. We were running out of jars. We had too many orders. And yet like we barely broke even. I don't know. The whole point, like, I know that there are people who end up making, people end up making bank on TY Mini Companies. That literally needs to be looked into. What? Also, like, are they paying taxes? I don't know. They're probably like, maybe there's some sort of relief. I'm not going to be the one. This isn't an investigative podcast to see if that needs to be investigated. But people make bank and people have a good time doing it. Like, people have a lot of fun doing the TY Mini Company. I found it quite stressful, but it also was hilarious. And like, we actually ended up like proceeding to like the county finals like by chance. There was like, we were only allowed to bring three people to the, only three groups got to go, and then like we magically got a fourth and we just scraped in. So like, we were so out of our depth. Like, our cup, it was not good. And like, it was just, the whole thing was kind of just a meme. Like, it was so funny, and I still think we still laugh about it now. But yeah, no, I just definitely would, if you have the opportunity, definitely would encourage you to do it. Also, it's actually quite interesting. I didn't really have much of a business brain, and I don't really want to pursue business, and never did. But like, if you did, it is actually really interesting, because you have to kind of keep books and accounts of things, and it's kind of a good exposure to that. And you have to keep a report of everything you're doing, and it just seems like very real world. And even like, you know, you have to have like a cash flow when you're like taking, if you're like at a market selling it or whatever. So I don't know. I think that it's like, it's really valuable, but yeah, for me, it was just gas. Yeah. I just like, I had fun doing it. But yeah, I just got so unnecessarily stressed. I felt like I had like a family to support, and my business was failing, but no, that wasn't the case. I think as well, did you do Goshka? I'm literally like naming off things that happen in TY. Okay. Yeah, Goshka, we all kind of had to do that. Well, we were all like encouraged to do Goshka. I think it's a great year to do Goshka. If you're going to do Goshka, you might as well do it in. And like, people still be having that in their CVs like forever. You know what I mean? Like, it does look good. Did you do the gold, silver, or bronze, Erin?
We did bronze.
Yeah, same. I'm like Goshka, but I could have tried harder. No, it was. We and it kind of, it's so random. You have to like volunteer. I kind of forget what it is. But like, I think that if you were to do it, TY is a great time to do it. I kind of just like got a load of things like that out of the way in TY. Like, I did so much, like, I got so much experience, fundraising, work experience, Goshka. I kind of just like threw it all in.
Class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, it's the time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of next point I was going to bring up. It's like, it really is a matter of saying yes to as many opportunities as possible. You know, like, I ended up entering like a debate competition. I was literally the busiest person alive when I was in TY. I would just do everything. Like, what about, were you kind of the same? Like, were you just doing like random side quests or?
A big part of my TY was I did Junket Tour.
Class. I literally completely forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have that in our school.
I know a lot of schools like do it. Like, you can just be any year to do it, but I know our school only did it in TY, so I did that, which was actually really cool, because like, I was in a group with two people who like I got on really well with, but I wouldn't have been like good friends with, but like it was nice because I got to spend a lot of time with them. And it was just a cool experience too. Like we met ours out of like, it was kind of, I suppose, similar to what you were saying about the mini company. Like we met ours out of like the clothing tags, like the like fabric ones on the inside. So like we had to go around and like ask everyone to like keep theirs and like cut them off and bring them in for us. I don't know. It was interesting. Like it was cool. Like, so obviously I'd never designed anything in my life. So it was nice getting to do that. And then our design ended up actually getting through to the like national final. So I had to go on stage in the Bord Gáis in my little like waist dress.
Yeah. Oh, did you? You were the model for it. Like you had to wear it as well.
Yeah, I was.
That's
gas.
That's so funny.
It was so fun. I got to like perform for like Louis Walsh. It was a great experience.
Oh, that's like a lifelong dream of mine. I'm so jealous. I want to perform in front of Louis Walsh in a dress made out of tags from clothes. That sounds really interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like, cool. Yeah. But it was kind of like eventful because obviously COVID was still around at the time. I think it was like a few days before, and like one of our teammates, there was three on the team, myself included, one of them got COVID. So she was like, hey guys, can't go. So the two of us were like stressing. And then the night before, the other girl texted me and was like, hey, just tested positive. So I had to go up just me and my teacher and do the whole thing myself, which is like fine. Because at that point, like everything had kind of already been done. So there was like no mad stress really, but it was just the fact I was kind of on my own. I was like, oh my God. But yeah, it was really cool though. Like it was so interesting because like, I actually don't even know how we got that far. I don't think our dress was that good looking, but it's fine. But like seeing all the different designs and stuff like the people make out of literal waste, like it was so cool, I thought.
Yeah.
And like getting to perform in the Bord Gáis, like that's the only time I'll ever be on that stage, I fear.
Hey, you don't know that, Erin. But yeah, I completely forgot about Junkature. I suppose that's quite similar, like you said, to the what
mini
was
company.
I just talking
mini company,
mini company. Yes. And another one is a lot of people do the Young Scientist when they're in TY as well. I don't know. I feel like there's every school will do something kind of weird, whether it be Junkature or a mini company. There'll always be something, a weird opportunity. And I would just say, absolutely do it. Like, say yes just and go for it. I just think otherwise, you know, you could easily just sit in the classroom or whatever and sail by and kind of relax for the year, which is fine as well. And like, it's a lot of people's goal. Like, as in that maybe that's their version of like what they want to get out of TY. But I just find that like, you've paid money to do TY. You know, there's a whole year of it. There's a lot of time to kill. I think just like be open to like every opportunity you can. Did you have to keep, one tip I would give for anybody in TY right now is to write down everything, like keep track of everything. Because most places, I don't know if you had to do a TY reflection or a portfolio or anything.
I was just going to say, you just brought back trauma of like journals and stuff I completely forgot about.
I know. That's like the least fun part, or like the, I used to like the post like work experience writing about what you did.
Oh,
like you
yeah.
just be pulling things from thin air. But I would say it's just easier to keep up with that throughout the year. I didn't, obviously, because, you know, I was, I don't know. I just was
Luke
like,
Tui.
I can do it all. I was just Luke Tui. And I just kind of was like, I can just leave it all to the end. And then you just end up having to like try and think about what you did on a random Tuesday at work experience, like six months ago. So it's just much easier to kind of keep a journal going. And also I think like it's a great opportunity as well. I still have my TY portfolio. I actually saw it. I was at home the other day and I actually came across it, and it has those like pictures and like funny things, and like it's just it's just like a good opportunity to kind of make like a scrapbook essentially of what you did in TY. And just like it's just nice to look back in the years in the future and kind of keep track of everything. And I think like as well you get different, like you did in my school anyway, you get like different, you get a distinction in TY, or you get like they like graded your portfolio. Is that the same in years?
I think it was, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I remember something like that anyway, because I remember people like, I remember there was people like stressing about like failing TY because their portfolio, I don't know.
Imagine me when I have to repeat TY.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm never going to get to hand in my portfolio, so I actually never
here he goes again.
Absolutely fine.
Andy, Andy, after the podcast, just email me on your portfolio. I'll have a quick look over it, and I'll let you know if you pass it.
Beat up a pillow
after
this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's like the majority of, I've just like basically told my whole TY story, but that's kind of the advice I would give to anybody either in two minds of whether or not they should do TY, or like they've started TY and they're thinking, oh, maybe I should drop back into fifth year. Or for in some cases, you know, some people do start with fifth year and think, oh, I need to go to TY. And it kind of does depend on your school and if you're able to do that. But I would just say like my main kind of advice would be to say yes to absolutely every opportunity. If there's a bus going somewhere, get on it. If there's like an event, do it. You know, if you want to enter yourself into some random competition, whether it be Junkachore or the TY Mini Company, or the Young Scientist, I think that like now is the opportunity. A TY musical as well is amazing. Like I didn't actually do my musical. I didn't do in TY. I did it in fifth year, because it was just every second year in our school. But like, it was just such a good opportunity to do a musical in school. Is like, I mean, of course, we're all going to be very biased towards that because we're all involved in musicals ourselves. But I just think that to do a musical in school is like the best way to make friends and the kind of best way to, I don't know, it's just so different. Like it's just, you know, especially if you don't play sports in school, because like, you know, people who play sports in school, they get a day off every week sometimes to play matches and stuff. You don't get mm-hmm. that when you're into like musical theater and stuff, except for the TY musical. So I would definitely encourage that. But what about you guys? Do you have any kind of final parting tips on TY, just to recap?
I think thinking back, the reason I'm most glad I did TY is because of the time that it kind of gave me. Like, obviously, like, make the most of the time you have and like fill it with as much as possible. Like, it's a great opportunity to, like, yeah, like you said, say yes to absolutely everything you can. But also, like, I think just for like thinking and reflecting on like what you want to do. Like, when I was in TY, I had like no clue what I wanted to do. And obviously, most people don't. Like, there's no expectation to have your whole life planned out at that stage. But I think had I not done TY, I would have ended up doing something very different. And like, not that that necessarily would have been a bad thing, but I think it's great to have that extra time to just reflect, because I feel like, especially as well, once you get into fifth year, like, things do get a little bit more hectic, and it's rare that you have a chance to just kind of like sit and think about, you know, what you want to do with, like, in the future, or even just, I don't know, at any given time. So I think, yeah, the thing I'm most grateful for about TY is just like having the time to, I suppose, figure things out in a way. And I'd really recommend to do it for that reason alone, if nothing else.
Yeah, I agree. It's just like trying to find what you're good at and what you enjoy. It's such a chance to just enjoy being in school, because the next 2 years, you know, we say enjoy them, but they're obviously very difficult to enjoy at times. So like, well, we all say I would love to go back and live another day in school. And TY is such a perfect time to just enjoy being around your friends and just enjoy that whole environment for a year. And just, yeah, find what you're good at and use every single second of it, because, you know, next year you're gonna be having fun.
You're gonna be thinking back to TY and yeah, wishing you were back there, I think is like a universal experience for every fifth year ever. So yeah, I think that's kind of most of our advice on how to make the most out of TY. We actually have a couple of blogs about this on the site on StudyClicks, and we're always able to answer any questions anybody has about anything school related through our customer support channels and also on our social media. So yeah, thank you very much, Andy and Aaron, for sharing your thoughts on TY, and we will see you guys in the next episode.